I tell you, this price goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And if you don't, yes, you get Malkus for it. The Tanya we learned.
Shor v'seh sarua v'kolit. If you have a korb, a behema, that has a mum. These are mums in the behema, that you're not allowed to bring it for korbin. The lochri is nedova tasamoysoin. You're allowed to bring it for a present to the Beis Hamikdash, that you makdish the value of it, and give it over to the Beit HaKavayis, and the Hegdash sells it, and with the money they use to fix the Beit HaKavayis. So you're allowed to make a korban, a behema, that's a mum, you're allowed to be makdish it for the Beit HaKavayis. So the Dinika says, oisoi, with Ashen oisoi, only a bal mum, that's not roi for korban, at a matis le Beit HaKavayis. You're allowed to be makdish this behema just for the value of it, to give it to the Beit HaKavayis. But viyato matfis tamimim lebedek abayis. But if you have an animal that's a tam, that's pure, and has no mum in it, that you could bring it for korban, you are not allowed to be makdashit for the bedek abayis. If you want to make it hegdish, you have to make it a hegdish of dush saguf, that you bring it for korban. But just to give it over the value of it to the bedek abayis, that's also. That's the yudishita. Mikan Amru from here, he said, kol matfis tamimim lebedek abayis. Whoever does this, takes a behema, that's a tam, that's pure, has no mum in it, and you makdish it only to the Beit HaKavayis, over b'yese, you're over the sister asay. Now, ain li yele b'yese, I only know you did something wrong by not doing the mitzvah asay. Aba b'leis asay minayin, how do I know there's even a lav involved that you get malchus for this? If you take your pure animal and be makdish it just for the Beit HaKavayis, Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, v'yedaber ha'asher lo Moshe Lema. At the beginning of the Pasha, it says in Lashon, Lamer, Bayadabra Hashem, Moshe Lamer. Limuts of Yehuda learns out from this, I'll call our Pasha Kula, Shehe Beloisa say. Divir of Yehuda. That's of Yehuda Shita. Whenever the Torah says in Lashon, Lamer, we'll soon see how he knows it, Lamer means there's a love involved. Here also, by the Tzliyesh, the Pasuk says at the beginning of the Pasha, Vayem Hashem, Moshe, Yalaram, Yals, Mitzrayim, Lamer. It says at the beginning of the Pasha Lamer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whenever it says Lamer, it means all these things are Balav. And Omer le Rebbe, le Bar Kapora, my Mashma, how does Rabbi Yehuda know from the word Lamer, it means Alav? Omer le, he says, the Siv Lamer, as if to say, Loi Nemer, but Verm. It means as if to turn, Lamer means to say, Loi, like as a Loisa say, Emer, but Verm. It's said over these things. That's what the word Lamer means. Lamer means there's Alav involved. They Rav Amri, Lamer means clearly, Lav Amr, that there's a Lav involved here. That's why Yehuda Darshan, Lutrikin. So whenever the Torah says Lamer, it's just to say Lav Nemer. Here also, the beginning of the Pasha says, V'yem Hashem Moshe V'yalarim B'yarat Mitzrayim Lamer. So Lamer means whatever we're going to say in this Pasha is Beloisa say. Therefore, the Torah says, you should only eat the Korban Pesach Mitzliyesh Balaylo, Mashm only at night and not by day. If you eat it by day, you're going to get Malkus. Where's the Malkus? From the word Lamer. That's Reb Yehuda Shita.
The top Rashi, Reb Yehudi, the Yomar Lav Abo Mechlau Lamer. If the wherever it says the word Lamer, then it's a Lavu. Sarua Hu Sha'achas Meina G'derlo V'yachas Ketana. That's the Mum. If the animal has one eye is bigger than the other one, it's called the Mum. You can't use it for Korban. V'chaim Sharivorim. If any one Aver, one arm is bigger than the other arm. Kol L'chef Asoyis Eklutais. Its hooves are attached. Nidova tasoi soi. Nidomo. If you only hegdishu lebedek abayis. Ule neder lahalis korban lo yirotze. But you can't bring it for korban. Oksiv oisoi means oisoi balmum atomatos abushas bedek abayis. Only if the behema is a balmum, it can't be for korban, then you're allowed to be magdish just for the value of it to give it over to hegdish, to sell it. Abaviyatomatis tamimim. But if you have a korban at the tam, harilim is bad, that's right, you're not allowed to give it to the Beit HaKavayis. How do you know that? Because the Bosa says, V'yadabra Hashem, B'tchilas HaPashik Siv, Lamer. And that means, Loi Nema B'dvorim. Nutrikim Lamer means, Loi Nema B'dvorim. And Lav Omer, Omer Lehem. She is Issa Lav B'dvorim. V'ochel Gari Pesach Namik Siv, B'tchilas HaPashik, V'yem Hashem, V'meshe, V'yelar, V'lamer. So that's why it's good, why there's a Lav according to Reb Yehuda. So this Tana goes according to Reb Yehuda, that there's a Lav, anything in this Pasha. Right, and the Kham and the Kuri also, the Lav Shem Klolis, also you get Malkus on. Yeah, right. May Tashmisho Shonachim, there in the Mishnah, the baker, when he bakes the matzah, so he has to use water to wash his hands off with, that water is supposed to spill out.
Because we're afraid when you bake the matzah, you have the flour, the dough on your hand. When you wash your hands off in the water to keep your hands cold, we're afraid the water will become chametz. So that water, you shouldn't have enough from it. Spill it out. Toni choda shayfchim b'mokim modrin. When you spill it out in a slanty place. V'yein shayfchim b'mokim ashburin. Don't spill it in a place that'll gather together, stay there like a little mikvah. Ashbur means the water will stay together. But Tani, another place says, Shaykhim Mokim Ashburin. No, you are allowed to spill out this water, even to a flat ground, that the water will just stay there, won't run away. So Khurtasira, and the Marla Kasha, Hodin Afisha the Kavi. If you have a lot of water, and if the ground then is flat, the water will stay there, that's awesome. But the water stays together, we're afraid to become chametz, because there's some dough in the water. Hodin Lein Afisha. Mashenkin, when do we say Bashbur is good? If it's a little bit water. So a little bit water like heavy. Even if the ground is flat, so what? It'll dissolve in the ground. It'll go straight in the ground. It won't stay. It won't become chametz. Amar Rav Yehuda, Isha loytolish ela b'mayim shalonu. Lachos, when you make matzah, the water you're supposed to use is water that was left overnight. You're not supposed to fetch the water from the well and use it right away. You have to fetch it before shkia and let it stay overnight. That's called mayim shalonu. So Rashi, why? Rashi shalonu, balayla has to stay overnight. Mifnei drashi shavimei nisan at nisan by Pesach time hamayones chamin. The mayim, the wells are very hot. Shadayin yemoisag shomim kederminim b'mishoyim yemoisag shomim chama maleches b'shipulish rakiya. The sun goes in the bottom part of the rakiya, that heats up the well water. The fika kol olam tzaynim. The whole world is cold then. It's like winter time, the end of the winter. O mayones chamin. But the spring water, that's hot in the winter. Hilkach malina balaylo mitananin. You have to fetch the water before shkia and let the water stay overnight, like cool off, and then use it tomorrow to bake the matzahs with. Because if not, you're not supposed to bake matzahs with warm water or lukewarm water, because that makes it become chametz faster. You're supposed to only bake it with cold water. You're supposed to fetch the water a day before you want to use it and let it stay overnight. Mar darsha rav masna b'fuf nisa. He gave this drasha to everybody, use mayim shalonu. So now the people there made a mistake, and they thought he said, you have to use my water. Mayim shalonu means, they thought they said to you, you're going to use my water. That's what mayim shalonu means. You're going to use our water. Is lamacha the next day, Aisa Kuliyam, the whole city came to him, Chatzvayu, they came with their pitchers of water. The Yosla Gabaya, they asked him, here, fill up our pitcher. Like yesterday, gave a drasha, you could only use mayim shalonu, my water. So they all figured, okay, so everybody came to that pitcher and said, give us water. The Yomulei, have one mayim, they said to him, give us water. Omlu, he answered back, I know, the maya, the basu amri. I meant to say, you have to have water that slept overnight. The basu is lushing like it stood overnight. That's what I mean. You have to take the water out before shkia and let it stay out overnight. That's the way it cools off. And that's the luck, that's usually what we do. We have the water before and we store it. Plus also we make sure it's cold. They're supposed to use cold water. Dorash Rova. Isha loytilosh pechama. Anisha should not go and bake the matzah for Pesach in the sun. Why? Because we're afraid since it's hot there, the sun is baking down, it'll make the dough become chametz very fast. So you shouldn't bake near the sun. V'loy b'chamei chama. You shouldn't bake near something that's heated up from the sun either. You shouldn't bake on a hot place. Also because it'll make it become chametz fast. And not from the water that's left over in the big kettle. They cooked up the water, see that on the bottom of the pot, even after the fire went out, it's still a little bit warm. The kids here shouldn't use any type of warm water. The only nice and cold water you should use. Yes, like Rashi says, the heat of the sun will make them become hot and become chametz. Yeah. Right. When she's baking matzah, she should not pick up her hands from the oven. Until she finishes making the whole bread. So what does it mean she should not pick up her hands from the oven? Rashi says, really, it's lav dafka the oven. It just means Rashi kolaymar. That's the loch usually. Calls the man they're baking and making the dough of the matzah, you're supposed to work with the dough. You're supposed to hit it or keep on kneading it. Because the more you work with the dough, it stops it from becoming chametz. But if an isha is working there and then she waits, the moshe, she hands out the pieces of dough, they should roll it out to make the matzah, and all the people are taken. She has nobody to give it out to. So if she stands there and let the dough stay by itself, there'll be a shas to become chometz. That's the halacha usually. When they're waiting in between, they're supposed to work with it and need it. Because kol zaman you're working with it, it stops it from becoming chometz. So an isha should never take your hands off from the dough, not doing something to it. When she's making the dough, making the matzah, she has to have two kelim, two glasses, for two pitchers full of water. Echod, one that she does, she like smooths out the matzah. Tefes means that's the way you make the dough itself. Rashi, as if you have the matzah flattened out, you want to sprinkle some water on it. So you have to have one glass of water there that you put the ends into that glass to sprinkle the water on top of the matzah. The echod shematanenes boyas yodeho. And another glass of water she has that while she's kneading the dough, her hands get hot. And when the hands get hot, we're afraid that will make the dough become chametz. So she has to say to put her hands into cold water to cool off her hands. So she has to have a special kli for that, to cool off her hands. Rashi shematanenes boyas yodeho. It's the jar that you use to smear. You can't use that. That water got heated up already. So you have to have a special glass of cold water to keep your hands cold. What's going to be the law? Anisha didn't listen, and she baked in a hot plate, a hot place, or else she used the hot water or lukewarm water, and she baked the matzah with it. She didn't use mayim shalom. She didn't use cold water the way you're supposed to. Rashi of Rav Loshen Bechamin. In a hot place, she went and made the chametz. What's the locha? Is mazutra or mamutra? But it's still a smutter. It's clearly not supposed to do it that way. But if you did it, it's smutter. If you can tell, you don't see simonim, said that you don't see the dough became chametz. Like you can tell, if it starts to crack there a little bit, that's all right, it became chametz. If you could tell no cracks came in the dough, still it's kosher. But the evidence is good. Ravashi Yomar Osir. No, it's Osir. How do I know my din to say it's mutter? The Churit says she's not supposed to do it. So maybe not supposed to do it means if she did it, still it's no good. So she brings a riot. The Tanya we learned before, Ein loisisin ha'sarim ha'pesach. You're not allowed to wash off the barley on Pesach before you use it. Because if you wash it off, we're afraid when you wash it off, the water will go into the barley and make it chametz. But we said before, even though you're not supposed to do it, v'yim losas. But let's say the person did wash off his barley before him, he did let it soak in water a little bit, then it depends. Nispaku asurim. If the water went inside the barley that made it blow up, and it even cracked a little bit, nispaku it plaster, it burst, then takra sosa, then we're afraid it became chametz. Abaloy nispaku, as long as it didn't crack open yet, mutarim. Even though it says you're not supposed to wash off your barley, but mash masari metchila. But if you did do it, still it's mutarim. So that's Mazutra's Rai here also. Metchili, you're not supposed to make the matzah with this type of water that's a little bit cham. But with the other, maybe it's kosher. That's Mazutra's Rai. Rav Ashi was Rav Ashi. So he says, no, it's osur. Rav Ashi Yom answers you, Otu kula chodo mechito mechtinu. Everything you sew with one needle. I mean, what does one have to do with the other? Hey, chodit mitmer. Before you write, there it said clearly, even though you're not supposed to wash off the barley first, but there it says, if you did do it, it's kosher. It says that they are good. But here it doesn't say that it's good with the effort. Here it just says an isha should not make a dough with this type of warm water or in a warm place. Maybe here, even with the effort, it's no good. So therefore, the Ravashi taka holds its author. And the halacha taka is like mazutra. That metchili, you're not supposed to do it. But with the effort, if the isha did do it, then the effort, the dough is still kosher. His kolzaman, you could tell to see that there's no sedit, there are no cracks in the dough is still kosher. You had your left a kosher. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding the third parak, you have mem beis. The yevu oivrim b'pesach. These are the things that you're not allowed to hold, keep throughout Pesach. Rashi learns means you're oivra by yiro by yimotzei. The Rashi says Yelu Oivrin means if you keep it, you're Oivrin and Avera, Alayim Abayiro or Abayimotzi. These things you're not allowed to keep in your house on Pesach. The Chulam of Parashto B'Gemara will explain each one of them what they are. Zaysim, the Zumam, the Kerlam, the Melam. The one of the Mishnah says, Yelu Oivrin the Pesach, Kuta Chabavli, the type of a dish that you dip in and it has some flour inside it. Gets to this first part of the Mishnah is called Tarubes Chametz. You have flour mixed into a dish. So you're not allowed to keep it in your house throughout Pesach. The Shecher HaModai, that's beer that they make in Modai, also they make it from barley, which is chametz. So you're not allowed to keep the beer in your house on Pesach. The chometz adomi, that's the vinegar that's made in adomi, also has a chometz inside it. The zeisum hamitzri, also some type of a dish from mitzri that has chometz inside it. We'll see in the Gemara exactly what they are. The zumam shel tzavoyim, the dyer, the type of a paste that he used when he dyes, when he makes dye, that has chometz inside it. All these things are also to keep in your house. The yamelim shel tabochim, the cook also, the things that he cooks with, on the bottom of the pot there's some paste, also has like chometz on it, that's also to keep. The koilon shel seifrim, a seifer, a person that writes, his koilon, his paste that he has, also is made with flour, it has chometz in it, you can't keep it on your house throughout Pesach. Rebbe Lezer Weimer, aftach shitin oshim, also different type of makeup that women wear, we'll see in the Gemara, it has chometz inside it, so also you can't keep it on your house throughout Pesach. Ve'aklau, this is the klau. Kol shumi min dogin, anything that's made from something that comes from flour, from min dogin, the five type of grains we had before, that's called dogin, is a lochar razor over the Pesach, you're not allowed to keep it in your house over Pesach, and a rei elu bi'azora, you should know if you eat these things, there's only a lav involved, there's only an azora lav, v'yein v'hem mishum koris. These things, though, don't have a chiyuv koris. Even though if you eat regular chometz on Pesach, there's a chiyuv koris, these things do not have a chiyuv koris, there's only a lav. Now these cases in the Mishnah really are made up of two categories. There's one category called taruba is chometz. That means the first case, like kutuch habavli, that's a dish that's made up one third is flour, one third is salt, and one third is like milk. So it's called the kemach, the flour, is mixed in with the milk. That's called taruba is chometz. You don't have the chometz by itself, but rather the chometz is mixed in to something else. Well, not only flour, the more I said, we'll see, it's spoiled bread. The spoiled bread is put in here. Pasafusha. So it's called chometz, that's murav, mixed into something else. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah, there's no chiyuv koris, there's only a lav, and Rashi learns that in tarubas chometz, if you have chometz mixed into other food, they're over the avera by your own by motzei. The second category is called pasnuksha. That means their type of a dough that the yeast, it didn't rise. Chometz means that the yeast, the dough, rose. That's called chometz. Chometz nuksha, we'll see in the Gemara, means a bare type of a dough. That's like the last type of cases. The zumim shel tzavoyim, the amelim shel tabochim, is a type of a dough, not that it's mixed in with something else, just the dough itself doesn't become chometz gomer. That's called chometz nuksha, like bare type of chometz. But also the same chiddush, that there's only a lav that you eat it on Pesach, but there's no chiyuv koris. So Rashi again says, in the case we have this chometz that's mixed in with something else, Yeroiv v'bal yiro v'bal yimotzei. Tosfos learns not like that. Tosfos learns the Yenir Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashma the Kol Hanech Marbina the Kol Machmetzes. We'll see in the Gemara. We have a new pasuk to say there's Navera to have this chometz that's murav mixed up from the pasuk we call Machmetzes leSechelu. The Afilu v'Achilu loyhevi mechayit ilav Rabbi Akroa. U'meichit Tosfos bal yiro v'bal yimotzei. Yenir Rabbeinu Tam the Elu Oivrin Pirish ha'Oichlin the Oivrim Hainu mi'al Hashulchan. You're supposed to take these things off the shulchan. The lav v'nei mechel ninu, avo ba yiro lekem. Rabbeinu Tam is not like Rashi. There's no ba yiro. If you hold this in your house over Pesach, there's nothing wrong with it, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Since the chometz is not by itself, just as bread like is mixed in to other food, that's called the tarubas of chometz, you're allowed to keep it over Pesach. There's only a chiddush if you eat it, there's a lav eating it. But there's no ba yiro ba yimotzei. And Rashi is not like that. Since the chometz is there, even though the chometz is mixed in, still there's a bayiro bayimotze. So to Gemara, Tana Rabbonin, Shloisha Devarim Nemru B'Kutach Bavli. There are three things said about this type of a dish. It's something you dip your bread into, something like a ketchup or mayonnaise. Metamte Mesalei, it makes your leg, it's bad for your heart. Or Mesam Mesanayim, it blinds you a little bit, makes the eyes a little bit blind. Or Machesh Esaguf, and it makes your whole body weak. Not such a good thing to eat. Metamte Mesalei, why does it do bad for your heart? Because it has type of the milk that's the water on the top of the milk they put into it. Kitzes milchitz. We'll soon see again to Gemara on other days. The akutach has bad, the juice of the milk in it that's bad for the heart. Well, mesames enayim is bad for your eyes. Mishum milcha. It has salt inside it. And the salt, Rashi says, melech samis, that's bad for your eyes. Umachesh es aguf. It makes the whole body weak. Mishum kumninis, the yumna. It has this spoiled bread inside it. Rashi Yipusha means Pasha Misafish. If you have old stale bread they put in it, Liyachazman v'teicha kutach. That's what they put inside this kutach, this old spoiled bread. So therefore, that makes your whole body weak. But that's why it's a tarubas of chametz, because they put bread into this dish. So it's made out of bread and salt and milk. Tana rabbanan, gimel dvorim marvim azevel. Three things make a person go a lot. The choifefin esakuma, it makes you, if you have a straight body, it makes you bend over. The noitzen echad nichomish meyas mor enav. It takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. Shalodim. Eluhein, these are the things. Also not so healthy. Pas kibro, like black bread. The sheikhar chodesh. Fresh beer is not healthy. The yerikai, a raw vegetable, is also no good. So Rashi has kagoyin krishin ubitsolim, raw onions. The chazerin kishaychom yam harbe tamid. If you eat a lot of raw onions, it's no good for you. Again, we spoke out, but the Gemara says that all this food is no good. It's not mukhra today also. But they say the body changed from the time of the Gemara to the way we are now. It's not mukhra. What the Gemara says is the refuah or bad is bedafka bad today.
Yeah.
Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Dvarim, three things. Memayatim et hazevel fakir. Don't make you go so often. Takes away from the zevel. V'zoikven esakuma, makes you stand up straight. Omiran esanayim, makes you see good. Eluhem, these are three things that are healthy, are very good. Pas meki, if you have a nice clean bread. In other words, the flour was clean flour. Vos de shomein, a fatty piece of meat. V'yayin yoshin, old wine. Pas meki, what does that mean? Clean piece of bread? The smida. Rashi